It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, with Taylor Swift happening over the next couple of nights, a lot of people have missed out on tickets,
yes.
Right? Thought we would have a bit of fun messing with my lovely, beautiful wife.
Wow.
Her name's Jess as well. And a couple of weeks ago, she just out of the blue, she was like, I really wish I got a Taylor Swift ticket. Like
a couple of weeks ago, earlier this week, she said, God, do you reckon there's any tickets available still?
Yeah, and it kept going. She's like, do you reckon you could get me any? And I was like, who do you think you are? And who do you think I am? So what I thought could be fun is if I call her now and I say to her, I've come up with a scenario where essentially I'm going to test her Good Samaritan kind of points.
Oh.
I'm going to say, hey, I found some spare tickets at the radio station here, which we don't have, by the way.
Yeah, they do not exist.
And I'll say, a listener hasn't picked them up. I'll take them for us to go on Sunday night. And then if the listener comes today to pick up their tickets, we'll just say, oh, sorry.
Like, sorry, they're gone.
They're gone. We can't find them. But, like, they're ours.
Cannot stress enough. Please do not call.
No, no, no.
We don't have the tickets.
But I want to see if my wife... in theory, will steal tickets from a listener.
Oh, surely she's going to see right through this, Tim.
I don't know. Let's find out. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Quick one, because I just had to duck into the office. Do you want to go to Taylor Swift on Sunday night?
What do you mean?
So, the promo team had said there was two spare tickets left over for Sunday night, and the listener who won them a year ago never claimed them. They've been calling them all day, and I've asked if we can have them, and I just said that if the listener comes and tries to get on the Savo, that like they've been missing or it's been too late. But then because they're like, your mum can look after baby Jack and we can go. I know you really want to go. I know, like, it's not stealing because they haven't picked them up.
Yeah, but that's not very... Like, I'm sure there's other people that are wanting to use them more and more deserving than just us getting them last
minute. Well, no, because, like, they're just sitting here in the safe. Like...
I'm sure someone's daughter at your work would want to go.
They won't know. How can the little girl be upset if she doesn't know?
If we can make it work, but it's a big day.
Yeah, but your mum's here. Like, I think we can take advantage of your mum being here. And like, Taylor Swift, you said next time she comes. The next time could be Sunday night.
You want to go to Taylor Swift?
Well, no, I know you really want to, and it's not stealing if they haven't picked up the tickets.
That's strange that they wouldn't have picked them up.
Yeah, it is. I'm happy to do it.
I think this is really cruel if it's not true.
hey, darling wife, you're live on the radio.
So mean.
Yeah.
I did say this was a little bit too mean, Jess. I did.
That is so mean.
I don't think the fake little girl who we can give this, she doesn't know. It's not stealing if they don't know, babe.
I can't believe it.
Okay.
So she was considering it for a second.
I would not.
Okay, well.
You, I'm going to get you back.
Sorry. No. You passed the Good Samaritan test, so thank you very much. See, I told you my wife was going to be a good person.
Hey, Jess, I'll babysit on Sunday if you
want. Jess, maybe I'll tag along with you.
Okay, we're live on air, and don't call me while I'm working. Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Okay, so, Jess, I think that's it. She almost failed.
She almost failed.
Almost fail.
And again, it was like she went to grab the tickets and then she went, oh, maybe, well, if someone's going to steal them, it shouldn't be me.
And it's like a little devil popped up on the shoulder and thought, but what if? Again, just clarifying, we do not have tickets.
No.
So don't call. I wasn't going to fake steal them. Or is that what I want you to believe?
Oh, God, your poor wife.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to hear about the moments where you knew. You just knew. You didn't have to wait for the phone call. You didn't have to wait for the awkward email. You just knew you weren't going to get a job you were interviewing for.
Have you considered leaving?
I haven't. Please don't give away my job. I love it here.
You're like, I'm going to stay.
No, this bloke on Reddit was... I'm going to tell you the story of an interview that he went on. And you tell me the moment where he realized, I'm probably not going to get hired.
Do you want me to, like, do you want a vocal sound? Just like a, I'll do it like a ding ding.
Yeah, give me a ding ding.
I'll give you a ding ding when I feel like he knew that he didn't have the job.
So, he walked in, to this job interview. They offered him a coffee. He said, yes, please. Love free stuff. I'd love a coffee.
Ooh, I don't know if you're saying I love free stuff. That's ballsy.
So, had this coffee, probably drank it a little bit too fast, was like, hey, do you mind if I, use the bathroom? Mm-hmm. They said, sure, it's down the hall, off you go. He went into the bathroom. The coffee went straight through him, Tim.
As a non-coffee drinker, I've heard about this.
Yes. Yeah, it can happen. It can come on really quickly. He did a number two. It didn't flush.
Oh. Yeah. I have a feeling I know.
It gets worse. He came back out for the interview, was in the middle of the interview, watched a female worker that was in the office walk into the bathroom after him. I guess it wasn't a male. Yeah, I think it was a unisex
just
bathroom
cubicles,
situation.
Just cubicles.
And he heard her trying to flush.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah, he'd clogged the toilet, Tim. He said he didn't have to wait for the email. He hasn't received an email or a call letting him know about the job. He thinks it might be.
Because they know he clogged the toilet.
The toilet situation.
I have a very similar moment, but I just signed the contract to work at this radio station. It was our first day and I clogged the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jess, we can't stay here. I've done
this. I said, don't you pull me down with you.
I said, well, if it won't flush, neither will we. And it turns out historically that particular toilet gets clogged about once a month and I just happened to use it. But I'd already signed the contract. So I was walking around going, can't get rid of me. Look at this. It's printed now.
So I know that a lot of people, you go through a lot of job interviews in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just don't go as planned. Maybe you said something uncomfortable. Maybe you just weren't in your best state. Maybe you clogged the toilet.
I would love to hear if you've clogged the toilet in a job interview. That's the most specific excuse ever.
52232955. If you give us a call now, you're still eligible for the Caller Hall of Fame.
Yeah, in just about an hour. We are going to be inducting someone to the Caller Hall of Fame where someone's going to win $100 to the Sporting Globe, Geelong Eat Drink Sport. So 52232955. When did you know you weren't getting the job? You strike me as a person who's just had like success. You seem like
I'm about to say something that's going to make you a little bit mad.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of job interviews because I kind of just
You say fall into work.
I just fall into jobs. Every job I've ever had.
Out.
Except for...
Get out.
No, I did. I interviewed for Kmart.
So I just want to paint a picture of who you are right now. You fall into jobs.
Yeah.
You're just like, meh. And you're going to Taylor Swift tonight and you're so-so about it.
I'm not so-so about it. I'm excited. I'm anxious. But
so knowing,
I haven't done a lot of job interviews. I'm not very versed.
And luckily you and I get to have them together when we came here. And you always say, Timmy, can you do the speaking, please?
Please.
Please, I don't want to have to. You're like that.
You tell them we want money.
You're like the shrimp on Shark Tales. And it's like, and my wife, she has a baby. And I don't know. It's the most pathetic sea creature. But hey, you got the job. At the end of the day, you did get the job.
Well, because we were talking about this bloke who went for a job interview at the company and he was in the office and clogged the toilet. And he knew from that moment he wasn't getting a call.
We've offered people to give us a call, see if this has happened to them. Kirby from Brimley, has this happened to you?
Hi, guys. Yes, it has. And it was only last year before the job that I now have. And it was at Macca's, of all places.
Oh, okay. What happened in the interview?
So I'm tattooed and pierced, very happily so, and I asked during the, like, I have my tattoos covered because it was a cold day, not very hard to do because they're all on my arms anyway, but I asked her how many piercings, and this is a regional manager, so, you know, she knows her stuff, and she goes, 2 in ears. I have like 4 on each. So I'm just like,
right.
Can I, you know, fill them in? Can I put places in them? No, straight out.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I know I'm not getting this job. And I had nice nails on and everything. And like, even that, Like, you can't even have nails on, nothing. No acrylic.
It's not ideal.
I'm trying to think of any McDonald's employees I've seen in the past. I can't think of any that have had tattoos.
All right, you don't go through fast food. You're so much better than us, Jess. Thank you very much.
I didn't say that.
This is what we were waiting for, Jess. We've got an anonymous caller. Hello, anonymous. Did you have a moment where you realised you weren't getting the job during the interview?
Yeah, the moment I walked through the door.
Talk us through.
Basically, I went out with a few mates and they had girlfriends and, you know, friends and all that sort of stuff. And while I was out, I ended up hooking up with one of the girls. And so I went on for about a week and a half. And I was just like, nah, she was just full on way too much. I can't deal with this chick. So I just stopped calling her. Went for a job interview. I walked in and she was sitting there on the panel with the other people. And I said, you have got to be kidding me.
I would have died. Yeah. I would have died, Tim.
Because the eye contact you make, what happens in that moment?
Did she acknowledge that it was you? Like, was it just a look like, I know, you're not working here?
Oh, yeah, she knew because they had a big pile of resumes and stuff on the table, so she knew I was coming.
I like to imagine during the interview she was like, so do you think you'll be committed to this job, you know? Do you think you'll answer the phone if we call you outside of work hours? Do you think?
Well, she didn't do a lot of talking, actually. I was like, oh, please let this be over.
It's actually the silence that scares you the most in that situation, Anonymous. Yep. So that is the worst case scenario. I'd rather clog the toilet.
Same.
Yeah. Not on.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Will has shaken it off and come into the studio. Oh-ho. He's about to test our news knowledge, lover. And I guess I'm feeling 22. I don't know about you.
This is the best day of my life. Keep going.
I'm actually a bit scared. Jess is rather overstimulated.
I'm overstimulated. Yeah. I'm wearing too much glitter. I'm sparkling in the room.
It's just a love story. You belong with me, Will. Let's jump into to this.
More.
Metricon, award-winning display home at Jen Finesford Display Village. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock, have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and I, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
You're so excited.
I am so excited.
It's nice. It's nice.
Bring it down.
Lifting the vibe. No. Keep it up.
No, I will be somber from here on out.
Oh, find somewhere in between.
A disability advocate has launched a petition in the state's parliament calling for a statewide ban on what? Now, I know this is vague, so I'll give you a clue. It's you see it a lot on New Year's Eve.
Fireworks.
Yes.
Oh.
I was going to say vapes, but I thought you see more of them than just on New Year's.
I was going to say steep ramps. I don't know what I was thinking.
And it made the news. No more steep. You know what we hate?
No.
You know what we hate? Accessibility.
No. You know when the ramps are too steep? Like if you're in a wheelchair.
They're not.
You can't get up on a steep ramp. You need a gradual.
Do you think that it is good for you to continue to talk about the plight of people that are bound to wheelchairs?
I'm so sorry.
Fireworks, you say.
Fireworks!
They've launched a petition declaring fireworks have an impact on people with sensory conditions and PTSD. And it's also being backed by the Animal Justice Party as well.
Of course, because animals get freaked out.
Mm. Oh, thank you for the follow-up on that one there.
You're welcome.
Jess, I actually, because, you know, I'm like most of us, I went to bed before midnight this year.
Yes.
And someone set off fireworks two houses down from us.
Oh!
And I woke up and went into full... Some countries invading. I'm naked, standing at the glass door.
What are you
going to do? With your pitchfork.
So I'm glad. No more fireworks. Too scary. Too scary.
So Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize what?
Macedonia.
Don't. We're going to get more hate mail.
Yes, we did receive some very... No, I don't want to talk about it. That was not okay.
No, it was not okay.
Let's not give it time. So it wasn't Macedonia?
No, it wasn't Macedonia.
They're not approving its existence?
No. Okay. No.
If you know, you know.
Same-sex marriage?
Correct.
Hey!
Yep.
Well done.
Greece is the word.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It is.
Yeah. So the majority of Greek Parliament voted in favour of the landmark bill that allows same-sex couples to wed and adopt children, but it does not overturn obstacles for couples in using assisted reproduction methods like surrogacy.
It's 2024. I would assume
feels late in the game, but I mean, I guess you know, it's good that it looked better late than never.
Step forward, still a step forward. So
it's absolutely.
That's it. And we'll get in this. We'll get back on the Swift bandwagon here. The city of Melbourne is estimating that Tay Tay will bring how much money into the city's economy alone?
Infinite.
It's close enough.
It's got to be in the billions.
I'll pay it. Yeah, $1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, it's not in the billions.
Billions.
In the billion.
For some perspective, so Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, came out and said that events in Melbourne per year generate about $3.3 billion to the economy. So Taylor's bringing about a third of the events.
Three shows of 100,000 people will normally do that. You just said the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. I always assume it's still John Soap. From the mid-2000s. Yeah, John So was my bro. And I know, like, Troy Sullivan, who's the mayor of Geelong, he just hasn't got a very, it's like
Troy Sullivan. Is my...
Trent Sullivan is not Troy Sullivan.
That's what they
it's
say.
It's Trent, not Troy.
You guys are giving vibes. Tim, you're giving a it's Friday, get me out of here. Jess is literally far too overstimulated and it's sort of not working.
Yep. And just to round it off, less ramps. That's what we're hoping for here.
Steep ramps.
Yes.
Steep ones.
Steep accessibility.
They're too steep. You can't get up.
Have you been paying attention? Is thanks to Metricon, award-winning display home at Jen Fines for Display Village. Will, I'm going to get you to stick around.
That's probably a good idea.
Are you sure?
To keep us in the right direction.
Rate us in.
But the three of us like to have very in-depth conversations about things at the supermarket. We've historically talked a lot to you about apples.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about another thing in the grocery section.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like
fresh food.
Yes. Fresh fruit and vegetables. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
It's got Will from the newsroom to stick around after he tested our news knowledge just now. So thank you very much for doing that, young Will.
That's okay.
Now,
just keeping you in check.
The reason I've got you in is in the past we've got you on the show. You're a big fruit man. You love apples. You introduced us to the jazz apple.
I love a particular apple.
Is it the jazz apple?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I still grab jazz apples now on your recommendation.
Well, yeah, they're a life changer.
Okay.
Now, well priced at the moment
Jess,
as well.
Also, this is what I mean. Like you for some reason, a skill of yours is knowing if there's a fair price on a fruit or a vegetable.
I got tricked at a supermarket the other day because they told me that something was on special and I bought it like 3 days earlier at a much cheaper price. And I was like, how dare you try and fool me?
I wouldn't notice that.
Mm. It was only a matter of 80 cents, but it mattered to me.
It should.
So I was at the supermarket the other day and I wanted to keep Will in here because I feel like it needed another person other than you and I, Jess. So, and I was at a supermarket that doesn't have a handy sticker that you like, Jess. I needed to get some avocados.
Oh, yes.
Now, one supermarket has the I'm ripe, pick me sticker.
Eat now, eat later.
This particular supermarket didn't have stickers. The only sticker was the classic avocado barcode. Yeah. So
I wouldn't be buying an avocado. I'd be too nervous.
Now, I know what the right feel is for an avocado. Yeah. Jess, you've struggled with it.
It's meant to be squishy, isn't it?
It's meant to be a little bit squishy. Yeah. For some reason, that's never been something you've been able to
fully take
on board.
I don't want to buy it too squishy because I might not use it for a couple of days. And then by the time I go to use it, it's all brown.
Well, the only reason we ever buy bananas is to keep our avocados, like speed up the process with our avocado. It's a real thing.
Didn't know that.
But at this particular supermarket, so many of them were so firm. How many avocados are you allowed to just keep picking up before a worker comes over and says, can you stop touching literally every avocado we have?
You're just sitting there groping them all.
Yeah,
I feel like you've got three shots.
Just... and then I walked around to the other side of the bin. I was like, maybe I'm in the wrong bin.
Right.
And
you're getting handsy with the avocados.
Yeah, I know. And I think honestly, and because normally within like three or four, you can find the squishy one and you go, here, you're coming home with me. Life's good. I honestly think I picked up 20 avocados.
20? Nah, I would have given up.
Do you think that's too many avocados to pick up?
Yeah, I would have just stopped. I would have given up or I would have just taken one. You know, you get to sort of five and you go, well, these are all pretty much the same. Let's just cut our losses and
taken. Well, that's why I ended up picking up three. I just went, well, the next three I pick up, I'm keeping. And then I went straight over to the bananas and then waited 24 hours and bingo, bango, nice and ripo, you know?
So why did the whole filling out process, why did that matter if you were just going to get bananas and eat them in a day anyway?
No, that was my backup solution.
Oh.
Yeah. Because normally I feel like I can sense the ripe avocados.
Three squishes. You get three tries, then you're done.
I get pretty funny about that.
I didn't want to be like I'm sitting there.
Have a look at think about how you look to other people. They're standing there next to you going, "All right, I'll wait till this guy's done." You're going,
"Well, I even
squishing them all."
I even considered because someone was coming over to also investigate the avocado. I was like, "What I'll do is I'll come back."
Oh.
So I can get a proper good feel.
How about this? I've tried 20 of them.
Give me a hand. Give me a hand.
Well, yeah, come if here. You employed their help, then you could have got through the process a bit quicker. But also you've got to think about how many other people are touching those avocados. And that's when I start getting a bit weirded out.
But we're not eating the skin. We all know that.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm picking up apples and giving them a go.
I saw someone last week, which I thought was absolutely genius. Plastic bag on the hand.
All right, Matt.
Squish, squish.
Oh, like
squish.
In a deli.
It's not 20. Yeah. It's not 2020. I don't need to be wearing a mask and bagging everything in my life. It's not a
hygiene
dog poo in
is
the park.
Still a thing.
No, it's not. We've moved on from hygiene. No one does it anymore, Will. That's so 2020 of you.
Sorry.
I just thought.
Tim just goes in, licks the palm of his hand, and starts squishing.
I might give up showering as well by that logic. Yeah.
Well, of course, if you lick your hand, the avocados stick better. Oh. It's easier to grab them. I've come to you both bravely saying, hey, I found myself in a tricky situation.
I've given you your answer. It's three. Three or you're playing with them.
All right, you're right, Will.
She
is riled up today. She's yelling and it's an
How
ugly colour on you. Not the dress,
How
that's stunning. But that, on
you.
The inside, it's hideous. Thanks for coming
I
in,
immediately
Will.
Forgot the insult and I only heard the compliment. I look great.
Look at you go. You're loving it.
She's easy.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I saw some news about a particular item of food. I think it's a fruit that is become. There's a shortage in Australia.
Yes.
The way this
has been spoken about in the media is comical.
Maybe I haven't looked into it as much as you because I'm not familiar with that. I would love a bit of insight.
Yeah.
But I feel very un-Australian every time this food gets brought up. Beetroot, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a shortage of beetroot. What's
Have you? You're not seen the articles.
I've just seen
Aussie barbecues ruined. Australians disappointed. Their staple item not available.
So, what I thought is that I'd challenge that. do people like beetroot still?
Oh, I don't mind it in small doses. I'm not sticking. Maybe it's un-Australian of me. I don't like Vegemite. I don't like a slab of beetroot on my burger.
You don't like paying taxes, the big three.
All of the above.
And if you're the ATO or SPC, don't look here.
Is it Australian to like paying taxes? Is that a thing?
I don't know. You're the one who doesn't pay them. I don't know, mate. But I wanted to know. I'll happily take, if we can get two people that call up and say they like beetroot, I'll say, okay, we can continue the trend or the stereotype that Aussies love
Why
beetroot.
Why don't they run out?
Something to do with water. Again, I didn't look. I just because
to do with water.
Because I don't like beetroot so much. I was like, ugh. And the first thing I think of is beetroot. Oh, and like maybe it's like mum and dad's fridge when we were. They had like a beetroot Tupperware thing.
Oh.
And the beetroot would always be in there with the beet water.
Stains everything. I like it when it's mixed in with other things.
Yeah, like grated beetroot.
Yeah, or like a beetroot hummus.
Hmm.
You know, like a beetroot paste.
Right. Oh, okay. So like if you're dipping a chicken in it or something like that.
Yeah,
well,
not
chicken, but like a biscuit.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, okay. But not, I think you're not raw dogging a beet.
Nah. The wet kind of, ugh. No thanks.
Two radio announcers who can't speak. You are welcome, Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. 5223295. If we can get two people to call up who say they like beetroot, we'll continue with the stereotype. But if we don't get any calls, we're calling it.
Yeah.
It's not Australian. Beetroot is no longer like a staple Australian
dish. I think it's very much like, you know how like they think shrimp on the barbie is an Australian thing?
Oh, in America, yeah.
Yeah. I think beetroot is the same as that. Like no one's going, give me the beetroot.
All we wanted, we were like, hey, if two people call up saying they like beetroot, we'll say, yep, it's an Australian staple. People still love it. But if not, we're happy to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Time of death, beetroot in Australia. And this is the point where we eat our words, eat our hat, and eat our beetroot, Jess, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Let's start going through all of these. Shirley in Nor Lane, you're a fan of beetroot.
I love beetroot. Beetroot sandwiches with salt are the best.
Just beetroot and salt on a like a beetroot white bread.
White bread with butter. I work in aged care, and I've even talked a few of the residents into it, and they love it.
You're an advocate for beetroot.
She's spreading the beetroot word,
Jim. Surely, absolutely love that. Thank you very much. Christine from Clifton Springs, you're on the beetroot bandwagon as well.
Yes, I love my beetroot. I love Golden Circle, and my hubby's the shopper, and he always brings me home edgel, and I go, but I still eat it.
It's still beetroot.
And I was the brands, Tim.
Yeah, I love it on, with butter in the sandwich.
Oh, here we go.
And I frowned at anyone who doesn't love
it. Okay, well, wow. Christine, appreciate your call.
See, what I'm learning, Tim, is that a lot of these beetroot lovers are eating it just on its own. They're just raw dogging the beetroot.
Yeah, it's interesting. Andrew from Geelong West, you're a fan of the beets.
Yeah, I love it. I love it in a good salad.
In a good salad. Okay.
Yeah.
Andrew.
What about a burger, Andrew? Are you throwing it on your burger?
Oh, that's the best way to have it.
Okay, Andrew, he knows his beetroot. Debbie from Lara, hear you're passionate about beetroot.
Oh, I love beetroot. You can roast it. You can put it in dip. You can grate it and eat it in a salad raw. You can do just about everything with it other than open the can.
Debbie, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
You're
61. 61, okay. Yeah. There just seems to be a common theme with everyone that called now.
You're terrible. Don't say that.
You think we're old.
No. I didn't say it.
Tim!
I'm just saying if all of you happened to be my mum or dad, I wouldn't be shocked. I would like to find one person under the age of
40.
My kids
love beetroot.
There you go.
You're in a pro-beet household.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie. Well, mate, beetroot, it lives on another day. Thanks to you. Thanks to Andrew.
Good
thanks
Lord.
To Shirley and Christine.
Okay. Well, maybe the articles are right, Tim. Aussies, barbecues are ruined.
I'm going to go flip a desk. I'm so cheesed off. No, take my wife, but not my beetroot.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.